The ice cut paintings, they start from my father's stories. He would tell in elaborate detail stories of his own childhood. He was born in 1920, so by the time he was 8 or 9 years old, he was working on an ice harvesting operation, both in Townsend and in Brookline, Massachusetts, and in Ipswich, New Hampshire, this community of Finns. It was a rather elaborate and large-scale ice harvesting operation right on a train line that from Boston. So the ice cars, the refrigerated, insulated cars, would pull right up to the ramp, and the blocks of ice would be dragged by horse up to a conveyor belt, and they'd be packed in sawdust and loaded right on. It was all done right on the spot. As far as I understand it, it was run by a cooperative of Finnish farmers and business people. That it went to Boston and then it went off to all parts of the world. It was the details that stuck in his mind and then lodged into mine, details such as, well, certainly the Finns talking or not talking, but of course they do. And they talk over coffee and they talk over sauna. And it was the smell of the wet wool, the animals, the diesel equipment that they were using. And these details loomed so large for him. I mean, obviously, it's some intensely personal, formative experience for him that he told to us repeatedly through our childhoods. And then again, this is the story that he shared with me on his deathbed. I mean, of all the experiences that a person goes through, my father certainly had many. He chose that one, or it chose itself, and that just further cemented the vitality of those images in my mind, that many years later, I have built my own sauna on a friend's pond in New Hampshire that we attend weekly with the family, and throughout the winter, I cut a hole in the ice. I have acquired over the years all of the old ice harvesting tools, in fact, all of the tools that my father would have used, just as talisman, really, just to kind of further conjure this idea and have some connection with that past that I didn't have in my own experience. So in front of the sauna that I built, I cut a hole in the ice. And part of the Finnish sauna culture is that you go from the bath and then you go into the extreme of this plunge pool. It's called the avanto. The water's some 34 or 5 degrees. It's a shock to the body. And then when you step out, you feel like you won, like you have beaten nature. You know, you can sit on the porch of the building and just be quiet. And I tend to just look. I look out. And the building has the view of the Connecticut River Valley. Then right in front of me is this square in the ice, which I've looked at for 10, 12 years. And then I started thinking about my father's story of ice harvesting. And I realized how it, right there in front of me, was everything that he's talked about. In some ways, the image that's sort of most deeply personal to me, but it hadn't occurred to me to make a painting of it until I saw it in a different way. I saw it in relation to a larger story, rather than the literalness of what it was. And as soon as I saw that, you know, I took the image in my mind back to the studio and I drew it out, and I found it to be amazing. The accuracy to which I could remember the colors in the reflected shadows in the ice and the packs of snow on top of the ice and the blackness of that water. And there isn't a black in the palette. I mean, it's a chromatic black. It's many different colors mixed together. It's both as deep as the imagination is willing to go, and it's also as flat as the black paint on the surface of the canvas. So it becomes immediately very complex, and someone wrote that it's very complex genealogy, which I agree with. You know, it starts with these stories of the ice harvesting and its references to old Finnish culture and immigrant culture, and then it relates to larger Finnish culture in general and the culture of the sauna. As these paintings unfolded, they're also about, because they have to be for me, they're about painting. And so they're about the origins of abstraction in painting. In many ways, the painting that's my most simplest is the one that's fullest of everything that I've wanted a painting to be, both deeply personal, broadly universal, and forever threaded to the art history that matters to me. So those paintings are unfolding now over a 10-year period. I'll make one a year over 4 paintings into it, so I have a few more to go. And the titles refer to the years of the Great Depression, so it's essentially a period from 29 to 1938 or so. And they are sort of a subset of the larger ice paintings that I do. A little bit more conceptual somehow, because the ideas are kind of there. I remake the painting every year, like I remake the whole regularly, and then I have to just, I look at it anew. So you actually see the changes in temperature and climate and atmosphere in each of the paintings.